约翰二十章说到主的复活，很重要处圣经。
And John 20 is very important because it talks about the resurrection of the Lord.
在约翰二十章第一节，说到主被放在坟墓里面。
They talk about how Jesus was laid in the tomb.
而玛利亚去看那个坟墓的时候
，And when Mary went to see the tomb,
看那个大石头已经滚开了。
She noticed that big rock has been rolled away.
这是很重要处圣经。
And this is a very important passage.
在马太福音二十七章
，In Matthew 27,
他们比拉多把主定了死罪。
After Jesus was sentenced to death.
定了十字架。
And he was crucified.
然后他们把他放在坟墓里。
And then they lay his body in the tomb.
比拉多最后一句话。
And the last sentence said by Pilate.
去吧。
Go.
你们有兵丁。
You have soldiers.
你们尽你们的力量把守妥当。
With all you can, guard the place.
这是应付的一个宣告。
And that is like an announcement from the angel.
借着比拉多的口宣告就是了。
And through the lips of Pilate it was announced.
所有从有人类以来。
Ever since the history of man.
死亡给阴间是最大的权势。
The greatest power is in the death.
死亡临到所有的人。
Because death comes upon every person.
临到每一个人。
No one can avoid that.
死亡从来没有怜悯慈爱的。
And death has no mercy or loving kindness.
再有用的人到时候死了。
No matter how powerful you are, you have to die.
再重要的人到时候死了。
No matter how important you are, you have to die.
最不能少的人到时候死了。
And even the person you think we need the most will die one day.
当死亡权势临到人的时候。
When the power of death comes.
没有一个人能对抗的。
No one can be avoided.
从有人类到今天，所有的人都经过死亡了。
Everyone died in the history of man.
而经过死亡一定下到阴间。
And after a man dies, he goes into Hades.
阴间是撒旦的一个组织。
And that is an organization of Satan.
阴间和地狱。
And hell and Hades.
阴间好像个拘留所。
Hades is like a temporary staying place.
地狱好像监狱。
And the, hell is like the ultimate prison.
今天我们也把人先放在拘留所，对不对
？And a lot of time when a person is arrested, he is put at a temporary hold.
到最后定罪了，到下监狱了。
And once he is sentenced, he will be brought to the jail.
人死了先下到阴间。
So when a man dies, he goes to Hades first.
最后去的。
And then later on, this person will be brought to hell.
地狱阴间。
Therefore, Hades, hell's
更大的权势。
And they are a greater power than death.
只有一座官人从来没放人的。
They only keep people there. They never release anyone.
再有用的人下到地狱阴间，统统在里面。
No matter how capable you are, once you die, you go down to Hades.
我认识个弟兄，他东北人的。
I know this Christian brother.
他那个时候成为东北王了，那个东北就。他的福音的能力的厉害。
And he was very powerful in preaching gospel.
有一个弟兄在那里就会下阴间。
And one of the brothers in his congregation went down to Hades.
然后他得救了。
And he was saved.
告诉教会中国的圣人贤人统统在阴间。
And he came back from Hades and he said, you know, I saw all these great characters in the history of China. They were all in Hades.
没有一个人的例外的。
And no one was an exception.
阴间是最大权势。
Hades has this great power.
是为着关人，不为着放人的。
And the purpose of that place is to keep.People.
自由人的以来都是一样。
It's in the history of man, no one can escape that.
当耶稣基督借着十架死了。
Until one day when Jesus died on the cross.
他的魂也下到阴间。
His soul went down to Hades.
这一下阴间死亡兴奋的从来没再兴奋过。
You know, Hades got so excited.
把神的儿子掳掠到。
Because we now got Jesus, the Son of God.
他们尽一切的力量防卫神的儿子。
So they kept everything, they gave everything they could to keep him there.
绝不能让神的儿子出去。
We cannot let him get out of Hades.
在诗篇里头有四篇诗。
And there are four psalms in the book of Psalms.
从一百十五篇。
115
一直到一百十八篇
to 118
叫做讲耶稣基督复活的诗篇。
It's the Psalms of Jesus' resurrection.
死亡的痛苦抓住我。
And it describes how the suffering of death grasped me.
死亡的权势缠绕我。
And the power entangled me.
阴间的权势抓住我。
And the power of Hades grabbed me.
主受到复活了。
And then you talk about how Jesus resurrected.
你救我的命免了死亡。
He said, you have delivered me out of death.
救我的眼免了流泪。
You have rescued my eyes from crying.
救我的脚免了跌倒。
And you have kept my feet from falling.
我不至于死亡。
So I will not die.
我仍旧要活着。
And I shall live.
我发出复活的复振。
And that's his announcement of resurrection.
我要举起救恩的杯赞美主。
And I will lift up the cup of blessing and praise my Lord.
主为我们完成最大的救恩。
Therefore Jesus accomplished the greatest salvation for us.
必须先胜过死亡的阴间。
In order to save us, he has to overcome the power of Hades.
在死亡主耶稣在地下多少天、啊、
So how many days was Jesus in Hades?
三天
Three days
按照犹太人的算法呢
And how about according to the calculation of Jews?
我们来看只有一天多一点的、啊、
And then maybe one day with a little bit plus
他们从晚上算开始的、啊、
Because their day starts in the evening
一天多时间
So altogether maybe a day plus a few hours
征战
But that was the greatest battle ever
一天多时间
In that day and few hours,
人类的盼望都系在那里了
and the hope of human beings lie in those moments.
整个人类的命运都决定在那里了
and the fate of human beings will be determined.
主耶稣若是失败了
if Jesus failed his mission,
主自己也不能回到荣耀了
then Jesus could not even come out of death.
全人类都完了
and the whole human race is done with.
今天我们也没有聚会在这里了
and then you and I won't be meeting here either.
一天多的征战
That day and few hours of battles
打败了死亡
Jesus defeated the power of death
打败了阴间
The power of Hades
主复活了
Jesus resurrected
我这大事、啊、
So this is a great matter
吞灭死亡直到永远
He swallowed the power of death until forever
他就打败了整个应付的权势
He defeated fully the power of Hades
他就掳掠了黑暗君王
So he captured the ruler of the darkness
大得胜
And he overcomeGreatly.
我们都诗歌说无需两次征战
And there's a hymn says we don't have to fight twice
不留一个仇敌
And neither did he leave any foe behind
所有仇敌都消灭了
He destroyed all his enemies
主耶稣在阴间的一天多的征战
In a day and few hours of battle in Hades
主出来了
Jesus came out of Hades
整个人类有盼望了
Therefore we can have hope
今天主出来和我们有没有关系啊
Does the exodus of Jesus out of Hades have anything to do with you and me?
主把永远生命赐给我们。
That is how he can give us his eternal life.
我们都出死入生了。
We have now come out of death and into his life.
我们这里生命成为永远生命。
You and I have received an eternal life.
那么我们还不要经过死亡。
那 do we still have to pass through death?
要不要经过死亡
Do we?
要经过死亡吧
Do we?
要经过死亡。
Yes, our body will go through death.
经过死亡是什么呢
？And then what kind of death?
我们好像跨过门槛回家了。
For us, going through death is like going through a gate, going home.
跨过门槛知道吧
？Do you understand what I mean by cross over a gate?
过会儿我讲完到跨过门槛，要不要哭啊
？So after you hear my sharing, one day you have to pass the gate of death. Are you going to cry again?
要不要哭啊？
Are you going to cry when you cross?
你们看我跨过门槛，你们一起哭啊！
Oh, when I cross the gate of death, are you going to cry?
没有人哭过，对不对？跨过门槛回家了。
You should not cry because I am crossing the gate to go home.
回到荣耀的家里去了。
Back to my glorious home.
哇，弟兄姊妹，真是有亲人走了呢，那哭一哭也是该的，有好久不见了啊。
Yeah, it's okay if you cry when your beloved is gone because you won't see them for a while until eternity.
哭得像没有盼望的人一样，知道吧
？But don't cry in a manner as if you have no hope anymore.
都要再见的。
Because we shall see each other again.
主来快了。
The Lord is coming back soon.
所有比我们先走的人，我们都要见面的。
And we shall see those who have gone before us.
弟兄姊妹们，复活耶稣基督。
The resurrected Lord.
那是整个人类的盼望。
It's the hope of entire human race.
从复活才生了我们。
Through his resurrection, you and I are born again.
整复活才生了教会。
And therefore, church is born.
所以在马太福音二十七章。
In Matthew 27.
比拉多的话。你们把守妥当。
Pilate says, "You guys guard him well."
尽所有的力量看守着神的儿子。
And with all you can to keep the Son of God in the tomb.
不能让他出去。
Do not let him leave.
犹太人的风俗。
And according to their custom,
在坟墓外面堵着一块大石头。
And you roll a big rock to block the entrance of the tomb.
没有人能搬动那块石头的。
And there no single person can move the rock.
那个石头。 就受到应付权势。
And that rock represents the power of Hades.
是为官人，不为放人的。
And Hades only keep people; they don't release people.
耶稣复活了。
And Jesus resurrected.
都已经看见那个石头滚开了。
And we all saw the rock was rolled away.
看见一个坟墓空了。
You saw an empty grave.
就说所有坟墓都要相同。
And so we know all the tombs will have the same experience.
主永远得胜了。
Jesus will overcome forever.
我们看见我们先走的圣徒们都在坟墓里啊。
And all the saints we know, those who are taken up by the Lord, they are still in their graves, right?
昨天我刚是去赴一个丧事聚会了。
Yesterday I went to a funeral memorial service.
我姊妹那个认路不行了。
And my wife wasn't good at finding directions.
下午十点钟出去，我们到了会快晚了，这样。
And we left our house at 10 a.m. But by the time we reached the place, it's almost over.
走错了四次路。
Because we made a mistake four times.
有一次被人引一个错路走。
And then one of them was actually misinstructed.
中午好了，我们带着个年轻姊妹，我带着 Chinatown 去吃饭去了。
And after that, we brought another young sister to go to Chinatown for lunch.
我 Chinatown 都找错了，又迷路。
And we got lost again.
下午五点才回家。
We did not get home until 5 p.m.
也就是感谢主，我今天带你看 downtown Chinatown。
And I was trying to show her how downtown and Chinatown were.
啊，就是我们会认错路。
We will lose.
永生的路不会认错。
We will get lost, but we will not be wrong in finding the eternal life.
我们要回家。
We need to go home.
那地上的家与人也会认错路的。
And even earthly home, sometimes we get lost, right?
主耶稣领我们回永远的家。
But Jesus is taking us back to the heavenly home.
主领路。没有一个人会领错的。
When Jesus is leading, no one will get lost.
大石滚开了。
That great rock was rolled away.
宣告黑暗权势失败了。
Announcing that the power darkness has failed.
宣告阴符崩溃了。
And the power Hades has collapsed.
我们已经出死入生了。
We are out of death and into life.
这是我们得的福音。
And this is the gospel we have.
今天我们神的儿女都有盼望。
And you and I have hope now.
好，那一天，玛利亚来看坟墓。
And that day, Mary came to the empty tomb.
主不见了。
The Lord was gone.
她就告诉门徒。
So she ran to tell the disciples.
彼得、约翰两个人去了。
So Peter and John, after hearing her announcement, went to the tomb.
他们两个人太冷淡了。
And these two are not that great.
他们看见个神奇。
They saw a miracle.
看见主的果头就给细麻衣啊放在都整整齐齐放在那里。
And they saw the cloth and the linen wrapped around Jesus' head and bodies were laid, folded well and put aside.
他们就这样就进来这样回去了。
And they return home just like that.
主复活了，他们不等复活的主显现回家了。
They did not wait for the appearance of the resurrected Lord. They went home instead.
这里说主复活。
Here, the resurrection,
犹太人的风俗,
according to the custom of Jews,
有人死的时候把细麻衣穿起来,
when a person died, you wrap around his body with linens,
不止一件衣服,
and not just one piece of garment,
几件衣服都紧紧裹在身体上的,
but many layers of garment,
所以不从外面解开很不容易的,
so you have to untie the very carefully,
从外面解开啊。
In order to untie a person,
很不容易啊。
It's very difficult.
非常紧地裹在身体上的。
Because it's wrapped around very tightly.
他们看见主并不是解开衣服走的。
And they did not see his garment there.
看见那个细麻衣都放在那里。
And they saw the linens was folded and laid there.
果头放在那里。
And also the cloth around his head was laid there.
主不见了。
And Jesus was gone.
复活基督。
The resurrected Christ.
所有的物质没有关系。
It has nothing to do with the materials.
所有外面东西没有关系。
And it doesn't matter what he has outwardly.
他不需要解开细麻衣走的。
Jesus doesn't have to unwrap himself to leave.
从这里里面出来了。
He just came out of it like that.
马太福音二十八章啊。
In Matthew 28.
讲到主复活。
They talk about the resurrection of the Lord.
这个门徒来，这个玛利亚来看主。
Mary went to the tomb and to find Jesus.
看见天使。
Instead, she saw angels.
天使是有非常好的话。
An angel has some good news for her.
他不在这里。
He is not here.
他已经复活了。
He is risen.
你们为什么在死人中找活人？
Why are you looking for the living among the dead?
他不在这里。
He is not here anymore.
不在物质世界。
He is not in the material world.
不在我们的思想的世界。
Not in the world that we can comprehend.
不在我们的情绪的世界。
Or in the world of we can feel.
你不能用我们的思想找到主的。
You cannot find Jesus through your mind. finding. And you cannot find Jesus through your feelings. And neither can you find Jesus in the material world. Because he is not here. He is risen. And the risen Lord is in a different realm. And different life. Not something you see with your eyes. You hear with your ears. You touch with your hands. But something you and I can have. It is more sure than things you can see, feel, and touch. Over 2,000 years by now, many Christians die for the Lord. What caused them to do that? What kind of power was behind that? Yes, take my life. But I will not deny the name of the Lord. And there are so many Christians in China who were martyred for the sake of the Lord. These people never saw Jesus with their naked eyes. They never saw Jesus in his flesh. But there is a great power. And the greatest power in this world cannot stop the marching of the church. Because our inner eyes were open. We have seen Jesus from our heart. And we have seen this resurrected Lord in the Holy Spirit, in our spirit. Have you seen Jesus? For those who believe in the Lord have seen Jesus inside. Because deep down we have been touched by Him. Therefore the inner eyes have been opened. We just read, right? John 7, a blind were able to see. I love that amazing, the song called Amazing Song. How sweet you are. And once I was lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. And this is a testimony we can all share. I was blind, but now I can see. And what can cause me to deny the name of the Lord? Because Jesus is risen. The cloth and the linens that wrap around his body and has laid there. And then Jesus had nothing to do with those things anymore. Because he has come out of those things. Therefore, we children of God have to encounter the Lord in our daily life. In our every circumstance, we have to meet with him. Because he is everywhere. He is risen. We pray and we meet him. We meet him through prayer and reading his words. And through in the meeting. In every aspect of our lives. To meet with this resurrected Lord. And these were the people that who saw the resurrected Christ first. And then here we talk about Mary. She is in much better condition than those two brothers. And Mary is the same same name as the one Moses' sister has in the Old Testament. And everybody envy Mary. There are six Marys in the Bible. And three out of the six follow Jesus all the way to the cross. And I have to say, brothers, we didn't do too well. And only there are three sisters, but only one brother who followed Jesus all the way to the cross. Who is that person? That's John. He was the disciple who leaned against the chest of Jesus. He loved Jesus the most. So he followed Jesus all the way to the crucifixion site. And their three sisters, they all were named Mary. Followed Jesus. Jesus' mother, Mary. And Mary the Magdalene. They followed Jesus all the way to the crucifixion site. And this is one of the three Marys. All the disciples went home. But Mary's heart was completely on Jesus. She didn't know what to do without Jesus. She didn't know how to go on in her life. And she had nowhere to go. So she went to the tomb. She cried. She didn't know what to do. Jesus was gone. And don't we have that experience somehow? Sometimes you feel that you lost, you could not sense Jesus anymore. You didn't know what to do. You don't know how to go on your life. You don't know how to go back to your life. So she was in the same condition. So she sat there and cried. Cried to the point the Lord appeared. And this is something great about Mary. You know, Jesus was about to ascend into heaven. And he ascended into heavens twice. One is he did that publicly. And the other time he did it secretively. What does it mean by going ascending into heaven secretively? Once he resurrected from the dead, he ascended right away. And because he was in fresh condition, he is that first fruit that was tasted by Father God. And so he told Mary, I'm going to go up. And that's the secretive ascension. And he should ascend right away after his resurrection. So that Father God can have the first fresh taste of resurrection. Then he will come back to earth. And then he will go up again publicly. He would ascend into heaven in the eyes of his disciples. So people could see and witness that. And then Mary encountered their first ascension. And supposedly, Jesus supposed to ascend right away. And that is a great ascension. But her cry delayed Jesus' ascension. And because her heart that loves Jesus, a heart that seeks Jesus, Jesus could not help. Instead, he appeared to Mary first. Isn't this wonderful? She delayed the ascension of Jesus. So love is the greatest thing. That's why the Bible says those who love the Lord, God knows those who love the Lord. And Mary loves Jesus. She loves him so much. To the point she delayed his ascension. And so the first thing Jesus did was to appear to Mary. And another interesting thing is, you know, Mary knows Jesus so well. But when the resurrected Jesus appeared to him, she did not recognize him. And neither did all the disciples recognize Jesus. Only those who have seen Jesus resurrected, when Jesus resurrected, appeared again, they can recognize him again. And that's the appearing of the resurrected Christ. It's like when he appeared, he was in different form. Why? Why was that? That is to train us. Because that is the turning point. Resurrection. Ascension. And first time was secretively, second time he returned. And in between the two ascensions, there were 40 days. We call it this period 40 days. And these are precious days. And now we're in the 40 days. And every time when Jesus appeared, they did not recognize him. Sometimes when Jesus appeared, while Jesus was appearing, suddenly he would disappear. And that is the training he had for his disciples.
40天,
those 40 days were like considered the training period for his followers. To train them to look for him from outwardly into inwardly. From literal words to life. Turn from laws to Holy Spirit. It is so hard for them to change. So it took 40 days Jesus trained them. In those 40 days, suddenly Jesus would appear, suddenly he would disappear. And he would be speaking and suddenly he would be gone. And same way Jesus is training us. So that we will not to look for Jesus in the outwardly thing. We go back inwardly and find him. And this is the greatest difference between Old Testament and New Testament. Old Testament, you look for God outwardly. In New Testament, you look for God inwardly. One is in the literal words, and one is in life. One is law, one is Holy Spirit. These are completely different. He was training his followers. And Jesus appeared to them. And appeared to Mary. Mary could not recognize him. She thought he was the gardener. Wasn't that a big mistake? Sir, if you know who has taken up his body, please tell me where he is. So that I can bring him back. And Mary couldn't care anything else. That day, she was just a vulnerable woman. And it was still dark. She went to the tomb by herself. She was very daring. You know, it was a graveyard. She went to the graveyard. She went in. And instead, she saw two angels. But she can care less about those angels. Imagine if an angel appeared here. And I believe nobody will bother to listen to me anymore. You will be focusing on the angels. How about you, Raymond? Would that be the case? Don't be shy. I will be looking at the angels too. And the angels are marvelous in the Old Testament. They have six sets of wings. And they have four sides of face. I believe everybody will fix their eyes on the angels. However, Mary's heart was on Jesus alone. She saw two angels in the tomb. And those are great angels to be able to station there. But she couldn't care less about those angels. And until the Lord appeared to her, but she thought he was the gardener. So where did you move him to? Tell me. So that I can bring his body back. And you know it's not easy to bring the carry a body of the dead person. Have you ever tried to move a dead body? They are very heavy. And she was just a vulnerable woman. How can she was so daring? Tell me so that I can move him back. She couldn't care less about anything else but Jesus. And she didn't even find trouble to think logically. All she had one thing was about Jesus. That's the greatness of Mary. And this name Mary, in the original context, it means rebellion. It's not a good name to start with. A rebellious life. But when this life is received the grace of the Lord, it's turned into a life that loves Jesus so much. And that's the story of you and me, isn't it? And even till this day, we still have that rebellious life. But his eternal life is inside of us. And that life is going upwardly. It's focusing on the Lord. And receives the Lord. And can be filled by the Lord. That these are two completely different lives. So she said, tell me where his body is so that I can bring it back. And the Lord spoke. All he said was, very simple. He said, Mary. And this is a wonderful holy place. Because the Spirit of the Lord touched her spirit
and
opened her eyes. Suddenly she was born again. And for us who are born again, and we are in your eyes have been opened. Not our eyes. Therefore, it's hard for us to describe how we were born again. But many people share the same testimony. You know, before I did not know the Lord. I was so far away from Him. But suddenly, I am saved. And then suddenly, Jesus becomes so close. And that's the most holy experience. How was I saved? I have a story about how I was saved. But if I want to describe it, I could never describe how the Lord entered into my heart. It was just a holy thing that happened. That was done by the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He opened my blind eyes. He stayed in people's hearts. And He has become our life. So when Jesus said to her, Mary, suddenly her inner eyes were open. She turned around and said, Rabboni.
Rabboni 这个意思是 Master.
Which means Master. Lord! And that one name calling opened her eyes. Oh, you are my Lord! I will just submit myself to you. You are the Lord of all. Now you are my Lord. And that one name calling opened her inner eyes. He said, do not touch me. That because Jesus was about to ascend secretively. He hasn't ascended secretively. And the freshness of the resurrection has to be tasted by the Father God first. And prior to that, nobody could touch Jesus. But he was held off by her crying. So he stayed for a few moments, appeared to her. But he said, do not hold on to me. Because I'm going up to see my God and your God. To see my Father, which is your Father. And that's the statement that brought great hope to us. And I am going up. And He is going up as a person. You know, the Son of God does not need ascension. When He was on earth, He was as if He was in heaven. He came from heaven. He is always in the heavenly realm. And He is not confined by time or space. Only a human being needs to ascend into heaven. In the four Gospels, and there are two out of four talk about ascension at the end of the Gospel. And the two did not mention His ascension. Matthew did not mention Jesus' ascension. Mark mentioned His ascension. And Luke mentioned His ascension. And John did not record His ascension scene. In the book of Matthew, Jesus was the king. Did not mention ascension. But he talked about how He ruled over all nations. In my name, all authority in heaven, on earth, and under the earth has been given to me. And the same way Jesus gives to church that authority. And Jesus will be in His church forever. And
the
book of Mark talks about Jesus as a servant. Yes, servant as a man needs to ascend. And to receive the reward of a servant. In the book of Luke. And the theme is talking about Jesus as a man. So you need to talk about ascension. So Jesus ascended at the end. And He was going up across from the city of Bodani. And that talk about Bethany talk about the home of God's church. The home of God, and for the sake of God's house, he ascended. In the book of John, it did not describe his ascension
scene.
He appeared to Peter at the end of the book. Said, do you love me more than these? And Peter says, I love you more. And then feed my sheep, my lamb. And feed my sheep. And then feed my sheep. And they talk about how Jesus will stay in the church and then go through the journey of time. Therefore, two out of four Gospels talk about ascension, two did not. And there are reasons for those. So when we study Bible, we need to pay attention. Every detail has a reason to it. I memorized the entire New Testament. You ask me now, I probably won't be able to recite it fully. Especially the book of Romans, I memorized by heart. But if you want me to recite now, I may not be able to do it. But if you are sharing the book of Romans, if he add a word to it, or deduct a word to, from it, I will be able to tell. I'm not sitting here to find fault with the person. Because I just know the book so well, I will know if you make a mistake. I'm talking about Chinese version. I will know if you make a mistake. Brothers and sisters, every word in God's Bible is important. He said, I'm ascending. As a man, I'm ascending to heaven so that man can have hope. Jesus ascended so that the resurrected life, and that is the authority of ascension. He ascended and above all things, surpasses his enemies, surpasses Satan. He will ascend to the highest place. That is his position. And that position for his church too. So we share the same position as Jesus. We live on earth, but we stay in the heavenly realm. And we hold on to the heavenly authority. The ascension authority has been given to his church. So when we live on earth, we apply the authority and power of heaven. And Jesus ascended to heaven. He said, I am returning. And to see my Father, your Father, to my God and your God. And that is the announcement of a great salvation. Do you understand how great the statement is? And God was Jesus God. And he was only one could call Father God the Father. Because Jesus always says, Oh, Father. And that is the right of the Son of God. Let me sidetrack a little bit. For Muslim, they believe in the same God that we have. They believe in the true God that created heaven and earth. But Jesus said, without the Son, there's no Father. And for Muslims, they only have the Father. They don't recognize their Son God. They believe God that created heavens and earth. And they like to wage wars. And they're very cruel in the battles. They only believe in a God that judges. To them, God is very fearful. But we can call God our Father. How Father God is Jesus' Father? In the same way, He is our Father. Our God is our Father. We are His children. Therefore, John says, we are indeed His children. And we are truly His children.
我们是不是儿女？
Are we God's children?
是不是真儿女？
Are we truly God's children?
知道这件事是个大福音大权利的哈。
And if you really understand that, this is a great privilege for us.
神，主的神成了我们的神。
The God of our Jesus is now our God.
主的父成了我们的父。
And Jesus' Father is now our Father.
那一天。
That day.
复活基督。
The resurrected Christ.
完全在另一个境界。
He was in a completely different realm.
下面主下的整个门徒显现了。
And then Jesus appeared to the disciples.
这弟子向教会显现了。
And that's to his church.
七日的第一日，主复活的日子。
And on the evening of the first day of the week,
门徒们怕犹太人。
You know, because disciples were so afraid of Jews.
门都关起来。
So they locked themselves inside a room.
才不敢像我们这样聚会了。
They dare not to have meeting like us in public.
不会像我这么唱诗啊，大声祷告啊，那不敢了。
They could not. They dare not sing out loudly or pray out loudly.
怕犹太人。
Because they were afraid of Jews.
犹太人刚刚杀了主耶稣。
Because they just killed Jesus.
罗马的政府。
The Roman government.
犹太人的宗教。
And the religious leaders of Jews.
法利赛人、祭司长。
Those fellows, Pharisees and priests.
到处要捉拿门徒。
They were looking to arrest disciples.
太恐怖啊！
So it was very dreadful.
他们怕得不得了。
They were so scared.
对主耶稣最长的话，在复活之后啊。
And therefore, one common phrase Jesus said after his resurrection.
从约翰十四章一直讲到约翰十六章。
From John 14 to 16, Jesus said before he was crucified.
最后是十七章一个大祷告。
And the end of 17, he had a great prayer for his people.
十四章开始主讲话的时候。
In the beginning of 14.
第一句话。
What was the first thing Jesus said to them?
不知道了。
不要忧愁。
你们心里不要忧愁。
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
你们信神，也当信我。
Trust in God, trust also in me.
有道理的。
And there's a reason why he said that.
头句话，你们心里不要忧愁。
So do not let your heart be troubled.
他们愁死了。
They were so troubled.
他们害怕，怕死了。
They were so scared.
三年半肉身里面跟随耶稣基督多好啊。
They followed Jesus for 3.5 years by then.
他们不要愁吃的。
They didn't have to worry about not what to eat.
主给他们吃的。
Because Jesus always provided.
不要愁穿的。
They don't have to worry about what to wear.
有仇敌来了，不需要惧怕了。
And when enemies come, they didn't have to worry.
主为他们抵挡了。
Because Jesus was always there to defend them.
多好啊。
How great that was.
跟随了这位肉身耶稣不见了。
But now it's about time Jesus will be gone.
那个时候他们不晓得复活。
And they didn't understand the concept of resurrection.
主死了。
They thought Jesus is going to die.
主也埋葬了。
And he will be buried.
他们愁不愁啊？
Aren't they worried?
现在他们要自己要担抵挡那个环境了呀。
In this chapter 20, they had to face everything on their own.
罗马的兵丁还是到处要抓他们。
And Roman soldiers were still looking for them.
犹太人那些官府。人也要抓他们。
And the Jewish people were also looking to arrest them.
门徒们愁死了。
They were so worried.
所以主耶稣第一句话。
Therefore, the first thing Jesus said to them.
你们心里不要忧愁。
Was do not let your hearts be troubled.
你们要信神。
Trust God.
也当信我。
Trust also in me.
这里讲的 trust 不是 believe.
And this is not talking about believe.
说信。
But trust.
信靠的信。
Trust.
在任何的事上信靠主耶稣。
And in all things, trust Jesus.
我们都相信主耶稣。
We all believe in Jesus.
不一定信靠主耶稣。
But doesn't mean we always trust him.
每件事上都信靠耶稣。
Trust Jesus in everything.
我很喜欢说说信靠耶稣何其甘甜，抓他以话语做把握。
Just like a famous hymn we have in the book.
所以我们主耶稣升天了。
So Jesus ascended,
门徒们关在房间里。
And then his disciples locked themselves in a room. They were so afraid of Jews.
把门窗都关紧了。
They closed all the doors and windows.
主和物质东西没有关系。
You know, Jesus at that time had nothing to do with the material world.
主忽然在他们当中显现了。
So he could appear to them suddenly.
主说什么话？
What did Jesus say?
愿你们平安。
May peace be to you.
这句话对教会最最对整个教会来说头一句话。
And that is the very first statement to his church. Peace be with you.
愿你们平安。
Peace be with you.
主第一次讲平安。
And this is the first time he talk about peace after resurrection.
这个平安不是我们讲的平安。
And this is not the peace we talk about.
我们讲的平安是环境的平安。
When we talk about peace, means your environment has to be peaceful.
心情的平安。
And your heart, your mood is peaceful.
你坐在沙发上吃冰淇淋嘛，当然平安了。
If you're sitting on a sofa and eating ice cream, I think that's pretty peaceful.
环境一摇动。
But if the circumstances change,
心情一改变,
or your mood swings,
心还有没有?
Do you still have that peace?
平安没有了。
No, the peace will be gone.
主讲的平安。
But when Jesus talks about peace here,
神圣的平安,
that's a holy peace.
基督的平安,
that's the peace of Christ.
道成肉身。
He was God that became flesh.
在平安中有平安。
And he had peace when the environment was peaceful. But he had peace when tribulation
arrived.
He still had peace when he was
attacked.
When he was insulted.
And
he had peace when he went to the garden
and prayed.
And went to Golgotha, he still had
peace.
He had a peace that no one could take away.
In
John 14, Jesus says, My peace I give unto you. And this is not the peace the world can give. And this is the peace the world people do not recognize. In chapter
16,
and Jesus says,In me, there is peace. In this world, you will have tribulation.
But you can be safe.
But do not worry, because I have overcome the world. Because Jesus has won. He ascended to heaven. The Holy Spirit came down. Therefore, we now have had the peace of the Lord. And this is the peace the world cannot recognize. And in the same way, He placed His joy in our heart. A joy that cannot be taken away.For over 2,000 years now, Satan tried to shake the peace of church. Tried to steal the joy of the church. But it's been over 2,000 years in the history of church. We all can prove that this peace cannot be shaken. And this joy cannot be removed.How about your personal experience? Have you sensed a peace that can be shaken? Yes. But you will discover towards the end, and you will realize a peace from God will overcome. And when time passes, and this peace becomes more and more assured, and that now that peace is stronger than before in me. It's not easy to shake the peace that's inside of me. I went to China and I recognized the peace in a lot of sense are really unshakable. I have to say they had difficult situations. And I encountered danger a couple times too. It was dangerous. But you sense that peace cannot be shaken in God's church. And there's joy cannot be taken away. And by that peace, they live under the power of the enemy until even this day.And then a couple times I experienced the danger they had. I have to say, there is a peace inside. Not recognized by the world. And a joy. And not shakable by the worldly things. Indeed, this peace cannot be taken. That's why Jesus says, Peace be with you. By saying that He's given to His church the holy peace. And this peace has sustained the church till today.And then Jesus showed to them the nail prints on his hand and his wound on his side. And when they saw Jesus, they overjoyed. You know, Christ in fleshly form versus resurrected Christ, are they the same? Do you think they are the same? Greatly different. Even Mary could not recognize resurrected Jesus.Because they were so different. And Jesus was not appearing in glory. And if He appeared in His glory, we will not be able to stand still. But there's one thing that Jesus did not change when he appeared.
It's
the sign of crucifixion.
主啊, 手上的钉痕,
so he showed them his hand
乐下的枪上,
and his sides.
都在荣耀里回来,
when Jesus returns in glory,
主爱我们的爱,
that love that he has for us
造成肉身的时候一样,
still is going to be the same as he was on earth. And the same way as when he gave his life on the cross. Then he asked to see the side, to see the nail print on his hand. And then again, Jesus sent them, give them a mission. He said, peace be with you in verse 26. Peace be with you. And I'm sending you. And I'm sending you as if my Father has sent me. And this is the second time he gave them peace. This is the peace of commission. And the first time was a peace. It was a greeting. And the second time when he said, peace be with you, it's a commission. And he's sending them out with that peace. And you have to, the word send here. Without being sent, there's no Chinese or Christian today. And he sent people out again and again. And we Chinese are really not as great as Caucasians. And he sent us to share the gospel throughout the world. And I think Caucasian Christian had done a great job. They went to Africa, the land of darkness. So many Caucasian missionaries died. And they have to conquer the two great dragons in the East Asia. One is Japan, one is China. And so many Caucasian missionaries died for China. Now their next target is the Amazon River. And a lot of places is not even civilized. And they are people, the tribe that actually eat people. And so many American missionaries went to Amazon River to give their life. I haven't heard of a single Chinese missionary who went there. They gave their life for Jesus. But a lot of them just do that for Chinese. They are sent to the distant place. To the borders. And the farthest we go, maybe the province of Xinjiang in China. And a lot of times we don't want to go beyond the border of China. Now we have to say our Caucasian Christian brothers are better. They will give their life for different races. For people of different color and background. And they manifest the great sacrificial love of Jesus. And through them, gospel was preached to nations, to the ends of the earth. And then Jesus appeared to them. So Jesus says, peace be with you. And I am sending you out. And as the same way Father sent me. And this is the Holy Commission. Are we willing to be sent by the Lord? God send us to friends that we know, to our fellow students, to our family members, relatives. Let us share with them the news of His resurrection. Jesus has resurrected, and He is the Savior of all. And Jesus has rescued us. We should share this news. For two times, he greeted them with peace. First time is the peace with his appearance. Second time is the peace of commission. And it's not easy to be sent. So he gave us promise of peace here.
最后一刻钟放下自己的生命，都满了平安的。
You know, a lot of martyrs at the moment of losing their life, they sense this great peace.
你不会看见一个愁眉苦脸的殉道者的。
You rarely see somebody has a very sad, sorrowful face to be martyred.
愁眉苦脸做不了殉道者的。
If that's the case, you won't be a martyr.
充满了平安跟喜乐。
Instead, you'll be filled by the peace and joy of the Lord.
向耶稣的大爱。
And to learn and follow the great love of Jesus.
放下。
Set aside our lives
见证主
to testify that the love that Jesus has for us
差遣的平安
and that peace with the commission.
门徒看见主就喜乐了
So the disciples overjoyed when they saw Jesus.
就剩下一个人吗？那个在哪里？
But the problem is there was one person who was not with them.
多马
His name was Thomas.
多疑的多马
Doubtful Thomas.
我是主吗？这样的一个多吗？我们不值得向他显现。
If I were the Lord, I would not bother to appear again for His sake.
幸亏我不是主。
And thank God I'm not the Lord.
主特别为着多马显现。
And for Thomas' sake, Jesus appeared again.
多马讲的话真是叫我看的都生气。
And I get upset when I saw what Thomas said at first.
刚硬。
He was so hard-hearted.
他不信那些门徒们给玛利亚的话。
And he did not believe the words spoken by disciples and Mary.
我若不是看着他的钉痕。
He said, I have to touch him
and then
put my hand in his side.
我总不信。
Unless I do that, I will not believe.
刚不刚硬啊?
Wasn't he stubborn?
我这个人真是不值得向他显现。
And I think he was not worthy to see Jesus.
主那天为着多马显现。
But for his sake, Jesus appeared again.
多马。
Thomas,
摸摸我的枪伤。
Come, put your fingers.
摸摸我的钉痕。
Reach out your hand and put it in my side.And the Lord is so lovable. Did Thomas touch him? I don't think he dared. Instead, he said, My Lord, oh my God. And Jesus said, Thomas, you believe because you have seen. And blessed are those who have not seen but believe. And that is the condition of church. That you and me, we did not see Jesus with our naked eyes, but we have believed.Because our inner eyes were open. But the Lord said it so nicely. He said, those who believe without seeing are blessed. And in chapter 1 of the book of Acts, and Jesus ascended publicly. And all his disciples watched. After Jesus finished saying, and before their eyes, Jesus ascended into heaven.And he passed through the atmosphere
跨过宇宙天
and the universe.
有宇宙多大
How big is the universe?
天文学上面的名字那个数字读的都要人头昏的多
We can never comprehend how big the universe is.
主升天没有时间问题的
And for Jesus, ascension is not made of time.
一下就跨过宇宙天
He could just ascend just like that.
那第二次升天
His second ascension in public, he ascended in front of his disciples. While they could see, Jesus slowly ascended. Slowly he ascended. So they could all see the Lord and how he moved up north high. And they saw he ascended until the point they could no longer see him. So from that point on, their hearts are on the Lord, just like Mary.And the Lord brought their hearts to the heavenly realm from that point and on. And at that point, when angels appeared, they didn't bother to look. And an angel told them that the Lord is coming back. Oh, Galilean! Why are you standing there watching? And the same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen. So this is talking about the blessing of Jesus' second coming. And the same way he's taken into heaven, in the same way, we will see him return. And those who are dead were resurrected first.And those who are alive shall see together the coming of the Lord. And truly, I say this to you. I am a person who studies the Bible. I tell you, the Lord coming back soon.
圣经的预言差不多都应验了。
Because most of the prophecy has been fulfilled.
剩下最后一点点了。
Just the last little bit.
这一点都在欧洲应验了。
And now it's actualizing in Europe.
我们在讲话的时候，预言在欧洲应验，我们还不知道了。
While we're talking, things are happening in Europe, fulfilling the promise.
很短的时间了。
And we don't have much time left.
教会等了2010年了。
Church has been waiting for over 2010 years.
今天是最靠近主来的时代。
We are in a time the closest to His coming back.
因为神的话这样做了。
It's because God says this.
主升天。
The Lord ascends.
圣灵降下。
Holy Spirit was sent down.
有这么多的基督徒。
So many Christians.
2000年教会的力量。
And the power in the church over 2000 years. Manifest this resurrected Christ.
彰显圣天基督。
Manifest this ascended Christ.
今天我们。
Today,
等候再来的基督。
We shall all wait upon that Jesus who will return. Let's encourage one another. Brothers and sisters, let's pray. Oh Lord, our hearts are overjoyed this morning because we are blessed. You loved us. And you sent your servant share with us these clear words. We're just like newborn babies. You have given us pure spiritual milk. And our hearts are thankful. Through the sharing of your old servant, and our minds are open. And we believe without any doubt there is resurrected Christ. And we praise this ascended Christ. And we praise this Christ who will return one day. Oh Lord, bless the words we heard this morning. So that we were all turning from our seeking to the inner seeking. From law to Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus. Bless your church. And in your clear, crystal clear and bright words, bring us forward. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.